The World Series featured many memorable moments before last night's celebration by the Astros. For WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield, one of those moments came from a Houston fan who caught a home run ball and then tossed it back onto the field.
The estimable Thomas Boswell, longtime Washington Post sports columnist, once wrote that there are two kinds of baseball fans, those who come to the ballpark early enough to see batting practice and those who don't. This is a provocative contention, even though every time I hear one of those arguments that starts with there are two types of people, I'm inclined to fall back on the assertion that there are two types of people in the world, those who believe there are two types of people and those with more imagination. But for the sake of having something to discuss while we wait for some hot stove league mathematician to calculate the total distance traveled by the home runs hit during the World Series and how many times they would circle the earth if they were hit consecutively in a straight line, let's have some fun with another dichotomy. Let's assume there are two kinds of baseball fans who catch home run balls hit by the team they're rooting against. One kind of fan holds onto the ball, looks at it as if he's never seen a baseball, and handles it with reverence, brings it home, probably eventually loses it, or maybe puts it in a plastic case, doesn't matter. The other kind of fan throws the ball back onto the field. I understand the latter type of fan. I even admire the integrity apparent in the gesture. "Nuts to your home run," it says. "Stick it where the sun don't shine. I catch it in my bare hand as if it were a marshmallow. Hit another one to me and I'll do the same. I toss it back like a stinking fish, and I will continue to do so until the outfield is littered with baseballs worthless to me, since they were hit by you." It's almost heroic, isn't it? But perhaps because I have never come away from a ball game with a baseball, were I to catch a home run ball, I would fall into the former fan category. As a child, I wore my baseball glove at games. Hope sprung eternal, and nothing else did. I caught nothing. As a young adult, I watched the guy next to me catch a ball Billy Martin, then managing the New York Yankees, tossed into the Fenway Park bleachers during batting practice. The guy was a Boston resident rooting for the Red Sox, and he kept the ball. As an older adult, I was nearly decked by a ball fouled off by Mo Vaughn. That was in the old Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. I was sitting in the sling, a kind of secondary press box behind home plate. In fact, I was decked. I fell out of my chair. The ball slammed into the wall behind me, and after it had stopped ricocheting around me, the guy sitting next to me picked it up, and he didn't throw it back. So if I were to catch a home run ball hit during spring training, let alone one hit during the World Series, much as I admire the integrity of the people who throw such balls back with contempt, I wouldn't do it. I'd hold on to it. I'd figure that after those games I'd attended with a baseball glove on my hand, and that game when Billy Martin missed me by one, and that game when Mo Vaughn nearly conked me in the coconut, my time had come.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR's Morning Edition and hosts Only a Game Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.